Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Malia Cromer, who's the director of the Sarah T. Hughes Field Politics Center at Goucher. Big title, big name. Malia, we really do need to talk about the phenomenon of Donald Trump. What's really going on here, do you think? I mean, you're the person that's in touch with the way the voter thinks.
So it's a really interesting story with Trump. He is now the front runner of the Republican candidates for president. And I think a lot of things have to do with his extreme name recognition. So we can't seem to turn away. We're talking about Donald Trump right now, and so is everybody else. And I think that constant bombardment of his name in the media has now resonated with Republican voters. And when you ask them in polls, particularly this far away from the actual decision time, you're going to see that huge bump in polling numbers.
You know, it's like the big lie, isn't it? I mean, if you repeat it over and over and over again, and people begin to absorb it in some ways that they may not even be realizing.
Well, I think the thing about Donald Trump is that we do see this really big surge in these initial months, but I think the surge will come to an end. Sensationalism really only sells for a short period of time. So if he is unable to back up some of his big high-profile statements with some real policy initiatives, you will see that support really start to wane over the next few months.
Well, he's been saying some really pretty outrageous things about Mexicans and more recently about the senator from Arizona, John McCain, who was in prison for 5 years, refused to allow himself to be released by the Vietnamese or Viet Cong, you know, because he was a celebrity. I think his father was an important military person. And then to say that he didn't really serve is just outrageous. But what you're saying is that people are going to catch up with that.
They'll eventually catch up with it. And I think what's really interesting, even with the McCain commentary, is that Donald Trump, unlike your regular rank-and-file politician, has refused to apologize for it. And so that comes off to, I think, a lot of voters as this authenticity, that he's a man who's not afraid to say what he thinks and he's not going to apologize like your typical politician. But again, with the inability to back this up with some real policy positions, this star will eventually become the fade in the polls.
Well, and if you're in the Republican establishment or even the Democratic establishment, you have to realize that this is coming out of some deeper sense of unhappiness with the way government and elected officials behave.
And I think absolutely. And I think the problem is moving forward, and it's more of a problem for these Republican candidates who are on the lower end of the spectrum, your Santorums and your Perrys, who are really have minuscule poll numbers. Donald Trump will essentially push them out of being part of the debates. And I think that's the real kind of issue with Donald Trump with the Republicans.
Well, one is tempted to say various things about that field, but we'll restrain ourselves. But, you know, when you have 16 candidates, what's really going on? Well, this is another story which we actually have talked about before. Malia, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
For Malia Cromer, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.